This is the Feldenkrais podcast, and we'll be doing an awareness through movement lesson. As in all the lessons, you'll be lying on the floor, so be comfortable. Find a place you can lie down comfortably. You might need a pillow. And you'll just gently explore, be curious, slowly investigate some of the movements. And you'll notice big differences and changes. So let's begin. Please begin lying on your back. And find a way to lie comfortably on your back. That means you might have your knees bent with both feet standing on the floor. Or you might have your legs long. As you lie here, notice the contact you make. Observe what areas of your back touch the floor. Notice how there are parts of your shoulders that connect to the floor and there are other areas that don't touch at all. And the same with your back. Notice where your back makes contact and what areas are lifted away from the floor. Where does the back of the head touch the floor? What is it about the way the legs lie? How much of the legs are in contact? Which areas are lifted away from the floor? Notice that. Get a sense of the rhythm of how you fit on the floor. And this is something that will change as the lesson goes along. So we sort of track it. Notice what it's like now. We'll do some movements and we'll see there's a difference. So we're changing the tonus of the back with the lessons, the tonus of a lot of other areas as well. But as you lie on your back like this, notice the contact, and then we'll see how it changes. Please roll onto your right side. So you'll lie on your right side, bend both knees in front of you, so you're in a position as if you were sitting in a chair, but you're lying on your right side. And you can have your right arm long and straight above your head, so you can rest your right ear on your upper arm if that's comfortable, or if you prefer to have a pillow under your head, a pad under your head, that's fine too. So rest on your right side, knees bent, and just observe lying on your side, how do you make contact with the floor? What areas touch? Notice that. Find a way to be comfortable here in this arrangement. And now please take your left hand, the top arm. Take the left arm over the top of your head so that you're going to hold with your left hand, you're going to hold the right side of your temple or the right ear. Hold the right side of your head with your left arm over the top of your head so that you can use that left hand to lift the head. The idea is that your head stays heavy, your head doesn't do any work, and you use the arm and the back to lift the head. So explore where to place your left hand so that it can really support the head and that it's very easy to lift the head. And just explore this idea of lifting the head, just the amount that's easy. So you lift the head and then lower it. So when the head's lowered, it's resting on your right upper arm again or on the pad. And each time you lift your head using your left arm, and just discover, what do you do with your breathing? Each time you lift the head, what happens to your breath? So try inhaling as you lift your head and see, does that contribute to the ease of the head lifting? So inhale as you use your left arm to lift the head. And with the movement of the ribs, does that inhibit lifting the head, or does it contribute to the ease of the head lifting? Notice that. And then try the opposite way. So try exhaling as you lift the head with the left arm. So exhale as you lift the head. And notice what this does. What difference does it make when you exhale instead of inhaling? Is this a little easier? Does it lift a little higher? Is the movement a little lighter? So this is what we're exploring, is the differences. We're observing differences. We're sensing differences. And it may be that you don't notice a difference. And if that's the case, then go more slowly. Right? Go more slowly. Maybe make the movement smaller until you can sense. Is it easier? Does the head feel lighter if you inhale or if you exhale? How we use our breathing affects the movement. And leave the movement alone. Roll onto your back. And please rest. Resting on your back, do you sense a difference in how the right side of you makes contact with the floor compared to the left side? Is there some difference there? Which part of your back is heavier on the floor? Which shoulder's heavier on the floor? Is one arm longer or one leg longer? Is there a difference in the parts of your chest or abdomen that inflate as you inhale? So you're just taking a break, you're resting, you left the movement alone, and you're just noticing what differences there are as you lie on your back. What sensations emerge as you lie here? What do you pay attention to? And once again, please roll onto your right side. Once again, you'll have your right arm lying long above you. If you can, rest your head on your upper arm or place a pad under your head with your right arm in front of you on the floor. Let's come back to that same idea, that same movement. Please take the left arm over the top of the head and place the left hand over the right ear or at the right temple, so that somehow you find a way to use your left arm to support the head, right? So you're holding the head in your left hand, and holding the head in the left hand, begin to lift the head a few times and lower it. So many times, just play with this. This is what we did earlier, exactly the same thing. But notice, has it improved at all? Is it a little easier after taking a rest? Right? We're working neurologically and we're exploring the idea of taking pauses and rests in how we improve a movement, rather than just doing the movement over and over again to make improvements. We can pause and rest and also improve. So explore, is it a little easier to lift the head? Is something about this lighter? Is it freer? Observe that. Now as you lift your head, using your left hand, notice what happens. Bring your attention to the ribs. On the left, notice what happens to the ribs on the left side of yourself. So as you're lifting the head with your left arm, what do you notice occurring in the ribs on the left side? What movement occurs in the ribs? Do the ribs move toward each other, or do the ribs move apart from each other? See if you can discern what's occurring. And the movement of lifting the head can be as tiny as is comfortable. So we're never stretching, we're not forcing, We're not trying to do something or get somewhere. We're just observing what's really easy. And we're doing it many times. So because we're doing it so much, you want it to be a very comfortable, safe, easy movement. So just continue and go as slowly, take breaks anytime you want. But continue to explore and notice. Now bring your attention to the ribs on the floor beneath you, on the surface beneath you. So each time you lift the head using your left arm, what do you notice in those ribs? What happens to the right ribs against the floor? So let's bring attention to the ribs, the right ribs against the floor. And as you lift the head, begin to press the ribs, the area under the armpit, the ribs under the armpit. Begin to press the ribs into the floor. So as you press the ribs into the floor, see what you notice about the ability of the head to lift. Is there a relationship in pressing the ribs against the floor, the right ribs into the floor? Does that encourage the head to lift a little more easily? So these are questions, and it might be that, no, actually it makes it worse. See what happens for you. Right? And just making these inquiries will find, right, create differences and change the way we do a movement. And that's really what we're engaged in, is this idea of doing movements differently, exploring possibilities, having more choice in what we do and how we do. Again, bring your attention to the ribs, the left ribs, and notice as you press the right ribs into the floor to lift the head, does that change something in the left ribs? Do they change? Do they move closer together or further from each other? See what you sense there. And then leave it all alone, and please rest on your back. We haven't done very much movement. We haven't spent a lot of time, but can you notice that there is a dramatic difference in how you make contact with the floor now? Can you sense that the right side lies quite differently in comparison to the left side? So this is what's extraordinary about working in this way, about working slowly and bringing attention to parts of ourselves in new ways. Can you feel what's changed about the tonus of the back on the floor? Can you sense that the two shoulders lie differently? The two hips lie differently? What do you notice about how the right leg lies on the floor compared to the left leg? So that's the fascinating thing, is that can you feel how the change is not only in the area we moved, but the whole change affects the entire side? Maybe there's a difference in the right side of the face compared to the left side of the face. Investigate that. Do you notice a difference there? Or something in the neck? Or does one eye feel different compared to the other? Or one cheek? Certainly the breathing. Is there a sense that one side of the chest moves differently? That one side of the ribs move differently? Sense whatever differences there are, and if you notice nothing, that's also fine. One more time, please roll onto your right side. Bend your knees in front of yourself. And with the left arm, go ahead and return to this idea of just softly, very gently lifting the head. So you're using the left hand to lift the head. And you're finding a way each time you lift it that the head is easier to lift each time. And that might mean placing the hand in a little better, more efficient place so that it's easier to lift it. It might mean listening to what you do in the neck, and are you working in the neck, and could you do less there? So we're always looking to do less muscular work. and attend to your breath. How does your breath connect to this movement? What do you do with the ribs against the floor? And are you really lifting the head upward? Right? So are you really lifting the head away from the arm or the pad so that you're really on your side? Notice, are you rolling a little backward, right? Because that can be familiar, right? If you roll a little bit backward, then you're folding forward as well as side bending. So we're looking to improve our ability to side bend. And to that end, as much as you can, see about staying on your side. And if that means the movement smaller, that's fine. So make a tiny movement if that's what's required. But really see if you can stay on your side. And notice, do you roll backward? Do you roll toward your back as you're lifting the head? Because if you roll backward, try that now. Roll backward so your head is facing a little bit toward the ceiling and you're leaning more toward your shoulder blade, your right shoulder blade on the floor. And like this, if you lift your head, can you feel how the movement's larger, but you're moving a different part of yourself? And the shape your back takes changes. Once again, roll clearly onto your side. And notice how well does the head lift now. And maybe having rolled back a bit and lifting the head, maybe that changes your ability when you're on your side very clearly. And remember the quality of this movement. How well does the head lift? Remember this feeling. And please roll onto your back and take a break. Resting on your back, it's another opportunity to listen to the changes that are occurring. And pausing a little bit, roll to your left side. So now you're lying on your left side, your knees are bent in front of you. And please take your right arm over the top of the head. And use your right hand to support the left ear or the left temple. See what part of the head you can hold with your right hand. So use some part of the hand to support the head. And then just once or twice, start with a movement of just using the hand to lift the head. To lift the head away from the pad, or to lift the head away from the right upper arm. And just see how well does the head lift. And notice how differently this side responds. What happens, right? In particular, we're listening to what the ribs do, what the chest does. Where do you fold as you lift the head? What parts of you fold? And what parts of you press more firmly into the floor? Can you feel that? That there are parts of your ribs. Which ribs, right? Maybe it's the ribs right below your armpit that press into the floor. Sense what parts of your ribs make contact with the floor. And play with that, explore that idea of pressing the ribs to allow the head to lift. We did that on the other side, so bring it into the movement here, as well as the breathing. What can you do with your breathing to make it maybe a little bit easier to lift the head? How does the breath affect the ability of your head to lift? And we don't know the answers. We might have ideas, we might speculate on what we think is the case, but the idea in the Feldenkrais method is that we're really testing it out, we're trying it out, we're exploring the possibilities. So, for example, Start out by lifting the head and notice what that feels like, how easily you do that, how well do you fold. And then explore inhaling as you lift the head. And listen, where does the breath move as you inhale? Right? Where does the breath go? What parts of your chest inflate each time you lift the head as you inhale? So you're inhaling each time you lift the head, and you're listening, where does the breath move in your chest as you inhale? And just observing this, feel that it changes how we move. So explore that idea of lifting the head a bit. And again, it's not a stretch. It's just seeing where the head lifts and how the breath interacts with the head lifting. And then do the same thing, but let the exhalation connect with the head lifting. And as you exhale, the breath exiting, what space does that create? Right? Where do you bend? Does the exhalation contribute to bending somewhere in the chest or the ribs? Or does the inflation of the chest or ribs contribute to the head lifting? And there's actually a third option, which might be very familiar, and that would be holding the breath. Right? Not the most efficient option, but try it out just to feel what rigidity, right? What holding, what does that create to not breathe as you do the movement? Right? Sometimes we're focusing on doing the movement correctly or well, and we don't breathe. Right? We're so focused on doing something that we don't breathe. So now bring the breath into it and feel. Right? This is a lesson about utilizing the ribs. And it's interesting because each of the ribs are connected to a vertebra in the back. So we're also clarifying the area of the upper back and the lower back and just creating space and movement in the vertebra, the cervical vertebra, the lumbar vertebra, the thoracic vertebra, getting the spine to move freely and comfortably, as well as the ribs and the chest, creating softness and availability. So we're just doing a very simple movement of just lifting the head many times. And now explore taking the head in a little bit different direction. So you're still lifting the head, but this time roll slightly backward. And maybe you're already doing this, right? Roll slightly backward as you lift the head. So you're leaning more on the left shoulder blade, right? So your head might look a little bit toward the ceiling now. But still, as you do that, make sure that you support the back of the head with the hand so there's no strain in the neck. The idea of holding the head like this is that the neck doesn't have to work at all. So explore this idea of lifting the head using the right arm. And notice, if you're leaning back toward the shoulder blade as you lift the head, we were pressing the left ribs into the floor. Now notice it's a different place, right? There's a place in the back that presses the floor to lift the head. Explore that. So you're pressing the shoulder blade area, the area beneath the shoulder blade, into the floor a bit as you lift the head. Most likely, as you lean back, most likely the head will lift a little higher. It'll seem that the head lifts a little higher, but you're folding in a different place. Can you feel where you're folding now? The chest is folding, right? But notice that the right side isn't folding as much. Right, so it's a different area that we're targeting here. Now, once again, lean very clearly, very fully on the side. So you're really leaning on the ribs below the left armpit. And now, return the hand so it's really centered, so that you really hold the head. Your nose is facing directly in front of you forward rather than toward the ceiling or toward the floor. And use the right hand to lift the head and feel the folding that occurs. Now, is this folding in the side? So notice what that's like. And let's add a movement to this. So as you lift your head, using your right arm, also lift the hip. Bring the hip, the right hip, toward your right shoulder. So you're hiking your right hip toward your right shoulder, and the whole right side is shortening. And feel, what does that do to the ability of the head to lift? So you're lifting, you're hiking your right hip upward towards your right shoulder as you use your right arm to lift the head. And you'll notice the whole right side gets quite short. Let the right side shorten and feel as you shorten the right side how the left ribs press the floor more clearly and maybe more of the ribs further down toward the waist are also pressing into the floor. Explore that. And then take it further. So now, as you lift the head, as you hike your hip up, now also lift the right foot off the floor. That means the knees stay together, but you lift the right foot. So the two knees stay touching, and all that happens is you lift the right foot away from the left foot. And you'll notice that the right foot lifting away from the left foot helps you. It assists the right hip in lifting, in hiking up toward your shoulder. So again, it's all at the service of folding the ribs, softening the ribs, bending in the ribs, and allowing the head maybe to lift a little higher. Leave it alone and please roll on your back and rest. How do you settle on the floor now? Is there any difference about how your back lies on the floor now? How do your ribs feel against the floor? Are there more places in your back touching the floor? Are there any areas of your chest or your shoulders that are softer? How about the connection of the arms to the floor, the legs? How does the pelvis lie? See if you notice differences and changes in how you lie here. And once again, please roll onto your left side. Bend your knees in front of yourself. Please take your right arm over the top of your head so you're supporting the bottom of the, like the ear or the temple, the left side of the temple or the left ear with the right hand. And then use the arm, the right arm. Right, lift the right arm so the right elbow moves toward the ceiling a bit. And use that to lift the head. The neck does nothing, but notice, has this improved? Is your ability to lift the head, is the movement fuller or easier? Is the head lighter? Notice any difference. And then add lifting the heel. So lift the right heel a few times so the right heel lifts away from the left foot. Just lift the heel a few times. And then lift the heel and the foot so the knees stay together and all you're doing is lifting the right foot, keeping the knees together. So the 2 feet move apart from each other because the right foot lifts away as you lift the head. Leave that. And And please roll onto your right side. So come onto your right side again. And lying on your right side with your knees bent in front of you, take your left hand over the top of your head and go ahead now, see how that is now. What is it like to use the left hand to lift the head? What do the ribs on the floor do? What movement is there? Where do you fold? What gets longer and where do you get shorter? See if you can notice more about what occurs when you do a simple movement of just lifting the head. In a way, we've explored some of the components of efficient movement. And now add to that, as you lift the head, using the left hand, lift the left foot and see if that contributes somehow to the ease of the head lifting. And please roll onto your back and rest. So this is a very quiet exploration. We didn't do a lot of movement, but we brought attention to some areas and ways that it's not our habitual way of noticing ourselves. So see if as a result of moving yourself a little differently than usual and of bringing your attention to parts of yourself in ways that we don't always in our daily life, is there something different in your breathing, in the contact you make with the floor, in your sense of the space around yourself? Is there some difference? Has something changed? Something softer? Are you longer? Do you feel more space somewhere? Observe that. And when you're ready, roll to your side and bring yourself up to sitting. And observe yourself in sitting. What do you notice about your ability to sit up? Is something easier here? Are you more upright somewhere? What do you notice about the freedom of the head or the neck? Maybe something in your breathing. Bring it all the way to standing when you're ready and just notice, how is it to turn and look over one shoulder or turn and look over the other shoulder? How is your weight settled on your feet? Notice that. And take it into walking. And thank you.